there.
Are you my new model? Of course you are, I've already seen your headshots. And quite lovely headshots they were too. But this time we are going to be focusing a bit more on the body, because those are the kind of clothes you'll be selling. Now, this magazine is mostly geared towards young men, so I want you to show off those clothes and show off that body as much as you can. What we need is those young readers to want to be you, okay? So show your best, sexiest self. Right, now there's a changing room right over there. All the clothes are laid out for you. Please take your time, get yourself comfortable. There's some water over there, there's some coffee over there. Really, just relax, okay? Right, we'll go get changed. That is very nice. Oh, I really shouldn't be doing this, but it's just for my own private collection. I will not be sharing these with anyone. Oh yes, take off those clothes. Oh, you would make a lovely model for what I have planned. I only hope you say yes. I'm sure you will say yes. I can be very, very persuasive. Oh. Done already? Well, that was quick. Yes, and those clothes look fantastic on you. Okay, now, go get under the lighting. Good. Good, okay, now let's start with some regular poses, just get comfortable. These won't be ending up in the magazines, we'll just do some warm-ups, okay? So put your hands by your side, spread your legs a little bit, get a nice comfortable stance, there we go. Good, okay, now turn around, let me see the back of you. Yes, good, okay, now keep your back to me, but turn your head, give me a sultry look. Oh, that's good. Okay, now slip the jacket down over your shoulders just slightly. Let the boys see those very nice shoulders. Show them what it means to work out and be a really good man that's going to attract all the nice, wealthy ladies. So that's, of course, what young boys dream of, isn't it? Yes, what about you when you were a teenager? Did you think about attracting a wealthy older woman? Of course you did. Right, okay, that's lovely. I love your eyes. They really tell a sultry story, don't they? Good, now, why don't you bend over a bit? Now, of course it's not a strange request. We need to see what you look like in those jeans. Don't you see young men bent over all the time in magazines? I tell you, darling, you're really not going to get far in this business if you start wasting people's time this way. No, it's okay. I know you're new at this. We want to make you feel comfortable. But really, you must listen to your photographer. Oh, that's nice, very good. But those jeans are just tight enough. I can see everything I need to see. I mean, the readers will see everything they need to see. Good, okay. Now I'm going to drag a chair over to you. Right, now put your foot up on it, spread your legs, very good, give me a nice confident stance, confident and sexy. Yep, put your hands on your hips, One hand on one hip, one hand on the thigh. Good. Yes. Let me get a little closer. Going a little closer. Oh, good. Yes, you really are a natural at this, aren't you?
No, I do not say that to all the models. I truly do believe you have some extensive talent.
So, why don't we take a little break, okay? Let's get you some water. Let's get you loosened up a little bit more, okay? Here you go. Take a drink.
You were thirsty.
Are you still nervous?
No? Good. Very good.
I'm glad you've loosened up a little bit. Because I have something to ask you.
You have been modelling mostly for young people's magazines. You've been selling the idea of the perfect man to men, basically.
But the real money lies in magazines made for women, because men may want to be the perfect man when we're selling them this ideal, but women want the perfect man. So we're not selling them an ideal, we are selling them the real thing. And I do believe, darling, you are the real thing.
Now come on, don't blush. Come on, be honest.
You take care of yourself, you take care of your body and your looks, and you've already told me that you have fantasized about being taken care of by a wealthy woman. So I know your game. Don't try to hide from me. Come here.
What about if I told you that I could make all your dreams come true? And all it would take is for you to show me a little bit more than what you have. Yes, I know you are a very, very good boy. You wouldn't want your mother to see these kinds of pictures that I'm thinking of taking, but your mother would never ever see them. I cater to a very special market, a very exclusive market. The only women that will see you are the ones who deserve to see you. What do you think about that? Well, darling, this offer does not extend past this photo shoot. We'll have to decide very, very soon.
So go on, take another drink. You're looking thirsty again.
You'll do it? Oh, very good. You've made me very, very happy.
What do you have to do?
Well, exactly what you have been doing. Only this time, I will be asking for more difficult poses. But still, I don't like time wasting, so you will have to promise me that you will get into these poses and you won't argue with me. How does that sound?
Good, good boy. Right, get back under the lights. I will get my camera and we will begin. Okay, now let's start with you bending over again. You have a very, very nice ass. Yes, my readers are certainly going to like that. Good. Okay, now unbuckle your jeans. Good, pull them down just over the ass. Good, okay. You know, a naked man is
very attractive, but there is something about someone who is semi-clothed, but exposing the most vulnerable parts of themselves that is just inherently more erotic. You feel debauched and exposed, more so than if you were just naked, don't you? Right, now bend over again. Pull your cheeks apart just slightly. I want to get a picture of your hole. Yes. Oh yes, I'm going to get in there a little bit closer. Nice. Okay, now stand up, take off the jacket. Right now, just expose one nipple and put your other hand just in your trousers. Good, oh, you look so wanton like that. Tilt your head, open your mouth slightly. Oh, lovely, perfect. Perfect. Right, now I want you to put your hand behind you. Make it look like you're fingering yourself. Throw your head back as if you're in ecstasy. Oh, yes. Yes, that's what I like to see. Good, good. I get that from all angles. Right now, I want you to kneel down. Spread your thighs. Good, make sure your cock is hanging out. Lovely, I'll get a few pictures of it flaccid. Tilt your head, give me those innocent eyes. A flaccid cock paired with innocent eyes is a very big seller. It really makes people want to get at you and take away that innocence. Tell me, have you been with a woman? Once, but not all the way. What did she do? She gave you oral sex and fingered you? Oh, you lucky boy. You lucky, lucky boy. Did you have to do anything in return? Oh, she sounds like a very nice woman. I will inform you that the women I work with will be expecting something more. But they will not push you into anything. Only if you want something, you have to work for it. So in the spirit of that, grab that cock and get it hard. Get it nice and hard. Oh, that's good. Good, yes. Oh, you've gotten hard very quickly. Well, I guess you're a relatively young man, that does happen. Good, try and get some pre-cum out. Lovely, that's good. Oh, yes. Let me ask you, do you find this scenario arousing? I expect you do, since you got hard so quickly. Because if you would like to do this again, you can make a lot of money doing this. I suspect you could probably buy a house within 10 years doing this. And your cock is certainly pretty enough. And you certainly play with it prettily enough. Now go faster. Good, good. Lovely. The only thing we need to work on is your expressions. I've got enough pictures of your cock in your hand, but we are selling you here, the whole package, and you still look a little uncomfortable. We need you to look like you're in ecstasy. So,
Once again, I want you to relax. Try closing your eyes. Just listen to my voice. The only thing in the room is you and this voice. Good. Tilt your head. Open your mouth a little bit. Expose your nipples. Pull up that top. That is a perfect picture. Are you ready for the camera again? Good. Okay. Now, keep that pose. Moan as loud as you like. And give me a show. Are you ready to come? I need to get that cum shot. So tell me when you're ready. Getting closer. Are you getting closer? Good, good. Are you going to come? Good. Come on. Come on. Good boy. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, yes. Yes, I think I've got it. Oh, that is a perfect picture. Oh, I rarely ever get one so good. Would you like to see it? Or are you too boneless to move from where you are? It's okay, you stay there as long as you need. Do you mind if I take some pictures of your spent body? And once again, your innocence is restored. Even though you look debauched on that floor, you look vulnerable enough that there are plenty of women who are going to want to come and collect you and wrap you up in a warm, safe, nurturing embrace. Would you like that? Good. Because I would very much like you to come back and do a photo shoot like this again. How does that sound? Well, I'll go edit these pictures. You just lie there as long as you need, gather yourself, and call me when you've made up your mind.